Well, good morning and welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here. It doesn't matter how many times I hear that music, it takes me back. I'm literally laying in the front room at the farmhouse with my laying on the floor with my head in my hands, watching a very grainy hockey game because our TV wasn't that good. I mean, on a clear night or a not windy night, the TV was pretty good. But watching Hockey Night in Canada, hockey, of course, such a big part. People are pumped up. The season's going. And we have got a great event coming to the province next week. We've got a number of very recognizable names from the NHL and other hockey players coming to an event that is happening in Regina, and that is why my next guest is joining me in studio. Jada Yee, who has been on my program a number of times for a number of different reasons. Mm-hmm. You just like to get yourself involved.
Absolutely.
In stuff. And here you are again. So to set up, Jada is a co-founder of Seven Arrows Indigenous Consulting, but also cultural advisor to the Western Canada Professional Hockey Scouts Foundation, mm-hmm. which is the organization putting on this event next Tuesday.
Correct.
Jada.
Absolutely.
That's a mouthful. Thank you for being here. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, my friend.
So what is this event? It's an evening event
happening
on Tuesday, which is, by the way, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.
Absolutely, yes. So this is a historic event there, Evan. Really, it's going to bring together, you know, it's going to be a historic night about, you know, sports, culture, and reconciliation. As you said, it's going to take part on Tuesday, September 30th, which is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, mm-hmm. also known as Orange Shirt Day. And what we're going to be doing is you've got the Professional Scouts Foundation that's going to be, you know, partnering with the NHL, bringing these Indigenous hockey legends, both past and present, to Regina. This is the first of its kind, and it's a way of celebration for reconciliation, where it's not just Indigenous, but non-Indigenous getting together to celebrate hockey that unites us all.
Right. And I mean, right away, I was captivated by the fact Brian Trotsch is on the list because I'm a big New York Islander fan. In fact, I was going to pick a bone with Ross Mahoney, who I know is on the organizing committee, that he's pictured in a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey. I'm like, come on. If you're going to put Brian Trotsch on a poster, I think we need him in an Islanders jersey. But nonetheless, Trotsch, just one of many names coming.
Absolutely. Yes. We've got tons of great names. We've got, of course, the legend himself, Brian Trottier, Jordan Tutu, Ron DeLorme, John Morasty, Dwight and DJ King, Richard Pilon, Tiger Williams.
Rich Pilon, by the way, another good New York Islander in his day. Played for the Islanders. So there you go.
It's about the Canucks for me. we got Brent Dodginghorse and Dr. Callie Armstrong. Dr. Callie Armstrong is a great one because she is the first and only Indigenous captain of the Harvard female hockey team.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
So what's the evening going to be like? Is it they're up on stage, they're telling stories, moderated?
Yes.
What could people
expect?
This
is a blend going to be of our traditional culture mixed with just a banquet. So again,
so there's food.
There absolutely is food.
All right, you got me now.
We're going to start with a grand entry, and we're going to march in with not only the Indigenous legends, but dignitaries, non-Indigenous people that put this together to celebrate these legends. We're going to start off with a drum group to bring us in. Throughout the night, we're going to have two different panel sessions to learn from, just learn about reconciliation, the trials and tribulations that each one of these legends faced, mm-hmm. you know, and then there's going to be some photo ops when it comes to the trophies. We've got three trophies coming in from the Hockey Hall of Fame, the Willie O'Ree Community Hero Award, which Brent Dodginghorse was a winner, the NHL Hart Memorial, and the
Ed Chanel trophy I saw on the list too, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
Thank
good.
You.
Well, I mean, this is a great event. How are tickets? Do you still have tickets?
We are having tickets. They're selling fast.
Yeah, I know
so
they
encourage
are, yeah.
anyone to be a part of this special day. Please check out HockeyScoutsFoundation.com. I repeat, HockeyScoutsFoundation.com.
So can we talk a little bit about the work? So Seven Arrows Indigenous Consulting, how's work going for you with that?
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for the people that that have contacted me to be my clients. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into keynotes as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the work, it's all about impact for me, mm-hmm. Evan, and I'm so thankful for me and my brother. My brother had the only indigenous owned and operated pharmacy in Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Sold that. And now we're doing
something. You guys working together.
Absolutely.
And brothers working together, no problem? No, squabbling?
Here's the thing. My brother is my hero. He is my best friend. And it just makes business so much more simpler.
Yeah. I'm curious to know, we obviously on Tuesday, we recognize the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, but really, I mean, it's an effort that goes much beyond one day a year.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like we're making strides? Do you feel as a country, are we making strides slowly but surely or no?
Well, it's the 10-year anniversary of Truth and Reconciliation.
Gosh, isn't that hard to believe?
You know, but let's talk about it where it's like, you know, I don't think 10 years ago people would be too interested in this event. But, you know, let's talk about the foundation itself. You know, the foundation is a group of gentlemen that are mostly non-Indigenous that definitely have their heart in the right place. Mm-hmm. They believe in reconciliation. And that's why I wanted to come on and to help them,
mm-hmm.
is that they truly, truly believe in reconciliation. And when it comes to society, yes, I do believe that we have made progress. You know, it's a work in progress, but it's still, I do believe that we're still two or three steps than where we were 10 years ago.
Right. We're making progress. I mean, Jada and I first met when he was not only a member, but the chair of the Regina Board of Police Commissioners for a number of years. So effectively my boss for a while. But you know, I mean, you think about sometimes we would have pretty tough conversations. Like we're talking about very serious and difficult issues. But the fact that people are able to talk about them and we're able to make a passage through in a positive way is, I think, evidence of success.
You know what the key, though, I think when it came down to the, I would say, uncomfortable conversations that me and you would have, it was easier because our walls were down. We didn't come with, you know, our walls up. We could say, we're going to have some difficult conversations and you're going to come with your stuff and I'm going to come with my stuff. But we had a mutual understanding about this vision together when it comes to the calls to action about employment for new Indigenous police officers, right? So, it made it more easier when the walls are down and you're able to have this kind of face-to-face conversation based on trust and respect.
J.D. Yee is my guest, co-founder of Seven Arrows Indigenous Consulting, joining us today because he's the cultural advisor to the Western Canada Professional Hockey Scouts Foundation. They've got this big event happening on the 30th, which is next Tuesday, TRC Day.
Yep.
And again, hockeyscoutsfoundation.com
Correct. Is
the website that people can go to. And so you mentioned we still have tickets available, and tickets will be sold right up to the event or until they're sold out, I'm assuming.
I believe, yeah, until the event. And yeah, I think it's just going to be.
Where is it happening in the city?
The Kinexus Art Center.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Great location for that.
Fantastic location, yes. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, we're looking forward to this. It's going to be a great event. And again, you've talked about some of the names. Brian Trottier, probably the one that people will recognize. Did I see Tiger Williams' name on that list?
Yes.
Tiger Williams on that list?
Yep. Tiger Williams, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big name. There's going to be, there you go. You're a Canuck guy, so you could... Tiger Williams.
Also, Ron DeLorme is another
great name.
Yeah.
Rich Pilon. So check it out. Again, the website, hockeyscoutsfoundation.com. Jada, we're looking forward to the night. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to The Evan Bray Show here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.